This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is my joy to welcome you this day to West End, and especially to welcome those of you who are visiting with us. We're glad that you're here and hope that you feel the hospitality and the love of Christ in this place, and that you have an opportunity to meet the friends sitting with you on your row this morning and front and behind. One of our practices is, as a congregation, is to sign in every Sunday. So we have registration pads that are at the closest to the aisle, middle aisle, and hopefully are making their way down the row. And if you would sign in and let us know you were here, and also notice the names of the others sitting on your row. And if there's a name you don't recognize, there's an opportunity to meet someone new today. If you are visiting with us and would like to know more about West End and some of the ways we're trying to live out God's love in the world, I invite you after the service to come out this doorway, and there's a welcome desk right there, and there will be folks there to welcome you and answer any questions you might have. Also, for all of us, if you head out into Reed Hall after the service, our mission market is there, and this is an opportunity to purchase some gifts during this season that go toward the missions of our church and groups in our community that are doing a lot of good. So hopefully you'll take a look at all of that. Next week, at 9:30, there is a tour of the building, also for those of you who are visitors, meeting at the welcome desk at 9:30, and we'll take you all around the building so you get to know us around here. A couple of other exciting things happening today. We have been collecting toys for foster children in our city, as well as for the Last Minute Toy Store, and all of those toys are due today. So Lisa Guak wanted me to let you know that by the end of the day, she needs to have all of those toys in her office, which she may not be able to get into tomorrow. But then tonight we have our annual candle lighting service, and I, for one, am excited to experience this time of worship for the first time. It begins at 5:30. A lot of the bell music will begin at about 10 after 5. And I would encourage all of you who are members, if you would, to show hospitality by parking in the Caterpillar parking lot, which is the business right next to us. Their parking lot will be open, and we'll have attendants in the parking lot to help you find your way there. But that will leave more space for our guests tonight, if you're able to do that. We are not having Wednesday night suppers and programming until after the first of the year, so taking a break through the rest of the holidays. And finally, as our 2017 comes to an end, just an urging and an encouraging for everyone who is a member here to continue giving. We want to finish this year strong, and we often come into December with a little bit of a deficit, and that's the case for us this year. So it'll help your finance committee sleep well if you will be generous during this month. And also, if you would, go ahead and make your estimate for 2018 if you have yet to do that. You can place that in the offering plate during this time. So we are in the second Sunday of Advent. And this morning we hear the prophet Isaiah, who speaks to us a word of comfort. So if you are in need of comfort this morning, or need to be reminded of your calling to offer comfort to others, then I invite you to open your hearts and minds to this prophetic word today.
Amen. spies in the wilderness. Lift up every valley, lower every mountain.
For the glory of the Lord shall be
revealed. We light this second candle of our Advent wreath as a sign of the comfort brought to us by the coming of Christ into our world. Hear these words from the Psalms. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You pardoned all their sin. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people. To his faithful, to those who turn to him in their hearts. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. The Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and will make a path for his steps.
God does not want anyone to perish, but rather for all to come to repentance. Therefore, let us confess our sins, for God's salvation is at hand. Faithful God, we confess that we have not led lives of holiness. We suffer from impatience, apathy, and greed. We have not been at peace. We repent of these offenses and turn to you in love. Forgive our iniquity and pardon our sins, that we may walk in righteousness to the glory of your name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, by the mercy of Christ, your sins are forgiven, for salvation is at hand for all who turn to God. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love with one another. The peace of Christ be with you.
Thank you. Please join me in the prayer for illumination. Holy God, help us to give voice to the wonderful news. You yourself are coming to dwell among us. Quicken our imaginations to find new and creative ways to proclaim Christ's coming. Amen. A lesson from the Old Testament. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out, and I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their consistency is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
invite the grown-ups to be seated and children of any age to come forward if you haven't made your way up yet. Well, if you were listening to the Bible reading that Miss Elizabeth read a minute ago, the very first word that she read was comfort. Sometimes we need comfort, don't we? There are times when I feel sad or lonely or maybe a little bit afraid. Maybe you feel that way too sometimes. And there are things that help us to feel better when we are afraid or sad or lonely. One of the things I always liked, especially when I was your age, was having a nice, soft, stuffed animal to hug on and to hold. And it always just kind of made me feel like I wasn't alone, like somebody was with me. Sometimes, if I'm feeling sad or lonely, I need a hug. And I'll ask someone in my family or one of my friends, can I just have a hug? And they don't even have to say anything. Just a hug makes me feel better, makes me feel like I'm not alone. Sometimes when I'm reading the Bible, I read something that reminds me that God is always with me. Like the words that Miss Elizabeth read a minute ago, remind me God is always with me. And Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. We all know that song, right? So, next time that you're feeling, maybe you're in bed at night and you're feeling a little scared, or there's something that's made you sad, or you're feeling kind of lonely, remember that God is always with you. And to remind you of that, maybe hold on to a warm stuffed animal, or ask somebody to give you a hug, or sing Jesus Loves Me, and know that God is always there to comfort us. Let's pray. Loving God, you are a God who is ready to comfort us whenever we need you. You're always with us, and we thank you for the many ways that you remind us of that. Help us also to be ready to comfort other people when they're sad, to give hugs, to say kind words, and to remind people how much you love them. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for listening so much. You can go back to where you were seated. Seated. Well, I don't use stuffed animals anymore. Although my daughter has some, and every now and then it is kind of comforting to hold a fluffy one. But I still need comforting sometimes. I think no matter what our age, we all go through seasons of life when we need comfort. We were talking in Bible study this past Tuesday about this word comfort and what it means, and someone said, you know, you need comfort when you're in a bad place, when you are afflicted, when you're hurting, when you're grieving. If you're comfortable, if all is going well, you don't necessarily need comfort. But comfort is something you need when you're hurting. And I would guess that most of us have spent time in a bad place. We've had seasons of our lives when we needed comfort. When we come to this 40th chapter of Isaiah, the Israelites are in need of comfort. They are in a dark and lonely place. If you were here last week, you might remember that sometime between chapter 39 and chapter 40, things have gone very badly for the Israelites. The Babylonian army has stormed into their land, has destroyed their temple and all of the walls of the city, and they have dragged off many of their people into exile in Babylon. And so when the 40th chapter of Isaiah opens, many of God's people are in exile, separated from their families. And those who are still in the land, in Jerusalem, are standing amidst a heap of rubble. And so they are lost. They are bereft. They are grieving. And so God brings up among them a prophet who himself is in exile. He is sharing that pain and darkness with them. And God calls him forward and gives him a word to proclaim. Now, the way that God speaks words of comfort to the people as they are in exile, there's sort of two movements that we see in this 40th chapter of Isaiah. The first movement, something that God says in two different ways, is basically, I am with you, Israel. I have seen your suffering, and it has been terribly painful. Through the words of the prophet, God acknowledges the darkness and the exile. God doesn't gloss over it. God doesn't say, just get over it. God doesn't say, well, it hasn't been so bad. God says, you have suffered double for your sins. And then again, later in the passage, God names it again. Comfort my people, says God. Tell them that all people are like grass. The grass withers and the flower fades. Does that sound very comforting to you? Gee, I don't know about that. But here, I believe God is naming the truth of their pain and their reality. This is a hard life, and placing it in the perspective of God. All things come and go. Even this terrible suffering that you are in right now will fade and pass. And if that doesn't offer us comfort, then we need to remember the second half of the phrase. All people are like grass. The grass withers and the flower fades. But the word of the Lord will stand forever. No matter what is going on in your life, God says, no matter the suffering that you have passed through or that you are in right now, God is with you, and God has always been with you. And God will never forsake you. You are not alone in this. That is the word of comfort that God offers through this first movement of this passage. The second movement that God makes through the prophet is to say, behold, God is on the way. We first hear it in these very familiar words, the valleys will be lifted up and the mountains will be brought low. Prepare the way, God is coming. The darkness is ending, your warfare is over. Prepare the way to receive your God. And then again, God calls the prophet, go up on the mountain and shout to the people, point to them, here is your God. Here is your God who has always been with you and is coming to you again like a shepherd. The prophet reminds the people that God is with them as a shepherd who will feed the lambs, who will hold the lambs in the shepherd's arms and take them on their journey. That God is there to provide every need, to hold you and carry you in the midst of your exile and to bring you out of it. So comfort comes when God names the pain, acknowledges the very real exile that they are in, and then God points them to the hope that God is with them and God will lead them out of that exile. So I wonder, have you experienced that kind of comfort in your life? Has God come to you in the form of a friend or a loved one or in the form of the scriptures to remind you that God is with you? Can you remember a moment in your life when you received that kind of comfort? I'll share with you an experience from my own life. Back in 2013, my mom passed away. She was 81 years old, but at the age of 70, she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So we had an 11-year journey with that disease. Someone has written a book about Alzheimer's called The Long Goodbye. And that's what it really was for me and my family. But in 2013, we got that phone call from the hospice nurse saying, the time is coming close. And so we all got together, all my siblings and I, and we all went to see her on a Sunday afternoon. We sang for her and prayed with her. And then we decided that we would take turns throughout the week, however long it took, and we would keep vigil. Many of you have kept that holy vigil at the bedside of a loved one who was making their final journey. And it really is a holy time, though a painful time. So my turn came on Monday morning, and I went to NHC in Cool Springs and brought some books with me, and I was going to just be there for the day. And as I sat there, a knock came on the door, and it was a dear friend and colleague of mine named Mark. Wasn't expecting him to come by, but he sat down in the chair next to me and said, "I thought you might want to tell mom stories." He had lost his mom a few months before. And so we sat there together, swapping stories about our mothers and laughing together, and then lapsing into silence for a while and then sharing some more stories. And then he prayed with me, and then he left. And his visit was one of the most comforting experiences I've ever had, because he came into that room and he didn't try to fix it. He didn't try to say, "Oh, this is what this means," or to give it some moral of the story. He sat with me in that moment of exile. He shared it with me. He knew my grief and sat in it with me. But he didn't just do that. In the sharing of stories, he helped me remember that the life of my mother and the life of his mother was all held by God. That the grass grows, the grass withers, the flower fades. Her flower was fading, but all of her life was held by God. The life of her parents and grandparents and all of those who have come and gone before was all held by God. To say that it was a flower withering didn't mean that it wasn't beautiful and that it didn't matter to God. And so he reminded me of how God holds all of that. The word of God stands forever. And as we prayed together, he was able to say, "Here is your God. Behold your God. Even in this moment of pain and grief, God is with you. Here, look, behold. Your God is holding your life like a shepherd holds a lamb." And so on this second Sunday of Advent, we gather together and hear this word of the prophet, a word of comfort, as we prepare to receive Emmanuel, the one whose name means God with us. So if you are in a season of life where you need a word of comfort, hear the word of the Lord this morning, that God comes to you as a shepherd and holds your life. If you are in a place of joy and happiness, hear the call of the Lord this morning, a call to comfort. "Oh, comfort my people. Comfort the afflicted." Who in your life is walking through a season of difficulty or pain or grief? Who are the afflicted in our community right around us where we are right now? And how might you and I be those who can sit with them in their exile and can proclaim with faith and hope, "Behold your God." Our affirmation of faith this morning comes from Paul's first letter to Timothy. It is a word that affirms the one who is coming into the world as our shepherd and comforter. Will you stand as you're able and join me, page 889 in our hymnals. There is one God and there is one mediator, Christ Jesus, who came as a ransom for all, to whom we testify. This saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world, taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen. You may be seated.
As we come to a time of prayer this morning, we lift up the joys and concerns of our congregation as an offering to our loving God. If you have prayer requests that you would like to share, please fill out a gray card located in the pew racks in front of you. You can place them in the offering plates as they're passed down the pew in a few moments. Please indicate if you'd like them to remain confidential or if you'd like them to be shared. This morning, we extend our sympathy to a number of West End families. Aaron, Caroline, Margot, Clayton, and Harlan Jenkins are mourning the death of Aaron's mother, Elaine Jenkins, who died on December 2nd in Albany, New York. Rachel Kane and her family are mourning the death of her son, David Ryan Tucker, who died on December 4th. Services were held at Woodbine Funeral Home on December 8th. Among his survivors are West End members Lynn Herndon, Rebecca Dillard, and Mark Dillard. He's preceded in death by his grandmother, Corliss Dillard. Finally, Lynn and Frank Clement and family are mourning the death of Lynn's mother, Maxine Moore, who died on Thursday, December 7th in Greenville, South Carolina. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Comforting God, in this season of noisy celebrations, packed shopping malls, and endless to-do lists, in our modern-day wilderness, it is good to know that you come to us with a word of comfort, with a way of peace. So as we pause this morning, we ask that you would calm our minds, still our bodies, and open our hearts that we might receive the gifts you offer in this season. Mighty God, we give you thanks for the many ways that your glory is revealed in our lives and in the world. Like sun breaking through clouds, your love and grace have broken into our weary world with the promise of a new dawn. Help us to be mindful of your mercies each day, and help us never take them for granted. Good Shepherd, we recognize that this season can be difficult for many because of illness, grief, broken relationships, job loss, and financial concerns. We ask that you would gather each of these, your people, into your loving arms and remind them that they are not alone, that you are God with us, that in our weakness, you are strong. O God, fill our hearts with compassion that we might care for others, that they might experience your comfort through us. Prince of Peace, we remember the needs and concerns of those throughout the world who suffer from hunger and poverty, from famine and drought, from natural disaster and war, and from the impact of climate change. We pray that your justice might reign, that all people might have abundant life. May peace prevail on earth, O God, and may it begin with us. Wonderful Counselor, we pray for ourselves this morning. You know our needs even before we ask, and yet you call us to ask for what we need. So in silence now, O God, we offer you the prayers of our hearts. All of our prayers, both spoken and unspoken, we offer to you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In this season of gift-giving, let us remember the source of all of our gifts and return our tithes and offerings to our loving God with thanks and praise.
this hour of worship, we have been offered the comfort of our Lord. May we receive that comfort, and may we go forth from this place to offer that same comfort, to say to the world, "Behold your God," and to offer comfort and peace to all. Amen.